And there are certain forms of the FOXO gene that have been found to be more frequently present in people who live to be 90 or 100. And that's the case all over the world, as you can see from these stars. And each one of these stars represents a population where scientists have asked, okay, are there differences in the type of FOXO genes among people who live really long time? And there are. We don't know the details of how this works, but we do know then that FOXO genes can impact the lifespan of people. And that means that maybe if we tweak it a little bit, we can increase the health and longevity of people. So this is really exciting to me. A FOXO is a protein that we found in these little roundworms to affect lifespan, and here it affects lifespan in people. So we've been trying in our lab now to develop drugs that will activate this FOXO cell using human cells now in order to try to come up with drugs that will delay aging and age-related diseases. And I'm really optimistic that this is going to work. There are now lots of different proteins that are known to affect aging. And for at least one of them, there is a drug. There's one called TOR, which is another nutrient sensor, like the insulin pathway. And mutations that damage the TOR gene, just like the DAF2 mutations, extend lifespan in worms and flies and mice. But in this case, there's already a drug called rapamycin that binds to the TOR protein and inhibits its activity. And you can take rapamycin and give it to a mouse, even when it's pretty old, like age 60 for a human. We are that old for a mouse. If you give the mouse rapamycin, it will live longer. Now, I don't want you all to go out taking rapamycin. It is a drug for people, but the reason is that it suppresses the immune system. So people take it to prevent organ transplants from being rejected. So this may not be the perfect drug for staying young longer, but still, here in the year 2011, there's a drug that you can give to mice at a pretty old age that will extend their lifespan, which comes out of this science that's been done in all these different animals. So I'm really optimistic, and I think that it won't be too long, I hope, before this age-old dream begins to come true. Thank you.